The Emerging Lindy Stock Screen, uncovering tomorrow's winners. In a market obsessed with quarterly results and narratives that change by the week, today's screen searches for the exact opposite: companies that are built to last for decades. The screen identifies the next generation of enduring businesses, before they're widely recognized. The Emerging Lindy Screen is about finding future Lindys, businesses that combine invention with discipline, transforming broken industries through structural innovation, vertical integration, and cultural resilience. The screen is designed to uncover the next Amazon or Apple, the types of compounding machines we aim to own long before the world catches on. To see the criteria used to create the Emerging Lindy Screen, go here. As of the close of trading on Thursday, April 9, the following 35 stocks met these criteria. Highs and lows each week. We also monitor any stocks in the market making 52-week highs. We do this because any stock on its way to generating 2x, 3x, or 10x returns will spend a lot of time making new 52-week highs along the way. Thus, the 52-week high list provides an opportunity to flag these potential high performers before they really break out, with a particular emphasis on lower profile, less widely followed stocks that might have otherwise gone unnoticed. Notable stocks making a 52-week high this week: Caterpillar, CAT, Lam Research, LRCX, Applied Materials, AMAT, Merck & Company, MRK, Intel, INTC, GE Vernova, GEV, Lind, LIN, KLA, KLAC, Citigroup, NextEra Energy, NEE, TJX Companies, TJX, Corning, GLW, Welltower, WELL, SanDisk, SNDK, Vertiv Holdings, VRT, Southern Company, Setho Company, Marvel Technology, MRVL, Duke Energy, DUK, Equinix, EQIX, The Bank of New York Mellon, BK, Quanta Services, PWR, Cummins, CMI, CSX, CSX, American Electric Power, AEP, Ross Stores, ROST. We also monitor stocks on the 52-week low list. In many cases, the names on this list are there for good reason. The market is often correctly pricing in weak fundamentals. However, once in a while, a great business with excellent long-term prospects finds itself on this list due to a temporary setback. This can create the rare opportunity to buy top-shelf merchandise at bargain basement prices. Notable stocks making a 52-week low last week: Abbott Laboratories, ABT, Salesforce, CRM, Accenture, ACN, ServiceNow, NOW, Adobe, ADBE, Boston Scientific, BSX, Automatic Data Processing, ADP, Autodesk, ADSK, Copart, CPRT, Paychex, PAYX, Axon Enterprise, AXON, Workday, WDAY, Cognizant Technology Solutions, CDSH, Fidelity National Information Services, FIS, Zscaler, ZS, General Mills, GIS, Broadridge Financial Solutions, BR, PTC, PTC, CoStar Group, CSGP, Atlassian, TEAM, TPG, TPG, Insulet, PODD, Okta, OKTA, Hormel Foods, HRL, Gen Digital, GEN, Partners Only. The Diversified Gold Royalty Play, our March 22 Sunday selection, featured a high-octane, concentrated gold royalty business. This week, we're going to the other end of the spectrum, the diversified, lower-risk counterpart backed by a notable group of investors. In today's Sunday selection, we break down a diversified precious metals play quietly building one of the most interesting royalty portfolios in the sector. Elemental Royalty, NASDAQ, L, is a newly merged, mid-tier precious metals royalty company formed through the combination of Elemental Altus Royalties and EMX Royalty. The Q4 2025 merger created a platform with 16 producing royalties and more than 200 total royalty interests across precious and base metals, operated by world-class mining partners in Tier 1 jurisdictions. Our last Sunday selection, Versemet Royalties, VMET, is a high-growth, concentrated company in the emerging royalty space. By contrast, Elemental is the diversified, lower-risk counterpart, and the two share a notable common thread in the stablecoin platform Tether being a key investor. In 2025, Elemental generated revenue of $49.2 million, up 128% over 2024, with 14,285 gold equivalent ounces, GEO, produced versus 8,987 in 2024. Adjusted EBITDA reached $34.9 million, up 131%, and operating cash flow surged 288% to $33.9 million. The company beat its own updated 2025 revenue guidance of $42 million by a wide margin. For 2026, management is guiding to revenue of $76.5 million to $94.5 million based on $4,500 per ounce gold and $5.50 per pound copper, with GEO production of 17,000 to 21,000. At today's gold price around $4,800 per ounce, that guidance looks achievable at the midpoint and potentially conservative if gold moves closer to $5,000. Elemental's royalty portfolio is roughly 67% precious metals and 33% base metals by revenue, a more balanced commodity mix than Versamet's 85% gold/silver allocation. Elemental's cornerstone assets include royalties on Timok, a long-life copper-gold project in Serbia Caserones, a large copper mine in Chile Carlawinda, a producing gold mine in Western Australia. All three of these are operated by established mining companies. Elemental's recent $52 million acquisition of an uncapped 2% gross revenue royalty on the Laverton Gold Project in Western Australia is expected to become a fourth cornerstone asset. What sets Elemental apart from other emerging royalty companies is its ownership of a key royalty generator. Rather than simply buying royalties on the secondary market, EMX Royalty staked ground, optioned it to operators, and retained net smelter return, NSR, royalties on the properties as they advanced. NSRs are the revenues generated from mineral sales after deducting smelting, refining, and transportation costs. This gave EMX, and now Elemental, exposure to more than 200 royalty interests, many on early-stage exploration properties. The portfolio of assets that Elemental holds breaks down roughly into three tiers: the 16 producing royalties that drive current cash flow, a pipeline of development stage interests on projects with completed economic studies, the long tail of early-stage exploration properties. Most of the exploration stage interests will never produce revenue. But the ones that do, like the Timok discovery in Serbia, which went from grassroots exploration to a world-class copper-gold deposit, can be transformational. A $100 million investment from Tether, the largest stablecoin by market cap, pegs crypto to fiat currencies, enabling stable, low-cost transactions across various blockchains. With a market cap just under $200 billion, Tether, USDT, made a $100 million strategic investment in Elemental at the time of its merger with EMX, making it a 33% shareholder in the combined entity. This is the single largest position Tether holds in any publicly traded royalty company, larger even than its 12.7% stake in Versamet. In February, Elemental's board approved a first-time annual dividend of 12 cents per share paid quarterly, with an option for qualifying registered shareholders to receive their dividend in the form of Tether Gold ZOUT tokens, physically backed gold on the blockchain. This is a genuinely novel feature that bridges traditional mining royalties with digital asset infrastructure. It signals the depth of Tether's commitment to this platform. At the current share price of roughly $20 and 63.8 million shares outstanding, Elemental's market cap is $1.27 billion. With $53 million in cash and zero debt, the enterprise value, EV, is approximately $1.22 billion. EL's trailing price to earnings, PE ratio of roughly 100x, is misleading since 2025 earnings were heavily distorted by merger-related transaction costs. The cleaner way to value this business is using forward EV/EBITDA. Management expects adjusted EBITDA margins to exceed 75% in 2026 as merger synergies are realized. The midpoint of revenue guidance, $85.5 million using a $4,500 gold price, implies approximately $64 million in adjusted EBITDA, putting EL at 19x forward EV/EBITDA. For context, leading royalty companies Franco-Nevada, FNV, and Wheaton Precious Metals, WPM, have historically traded between 20x and 25x forward EV/EBITDA. Elemental's discount to the majors is justified by its smaller scale and earlier stage, but a sub-20x multiple for a royalty company with 75% margins, zero debt, Tether backing, and a strong geo-growth profile suggests the market hasn't fully priced the post-merger earnings power. At $5,000 gold, revenue would likely exceed the top end of the $94.5 million revenue guidance, and EBITDA could top $75 million. On that basis, EL would trade at just 16x EV/EBITDA, a meaningful discount to peers. Versamet is the higher growth, higher concentration investment, fewer assets, faster geo growth, more leverage to gold specifically. Elemental is the broader portfolio with more diversification, a clean balance sheet, a dividend, and critical Tether backing. Versemet will outperform in a raging gold bull market, while Elemental will hold up better in a correction because of its base metals exposure and zero debt position. The Tether thread connecting both companies is worth watching. Tether owns 33% of Elemental and 12.7% of Versemet. While we aren't adding Elemental royalties to the complete investor list of recommendations, it's on our radar along with Versemet, Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland.